according to this, Virge Bonero is going to make an announcement about a new debate development. Have you heard anything about that?
It was done yesterday in Detroit.
Okay. Can you give us the details?
Basically, what he said was he wants all the TV stations to resubmit their proposals for debates, and he will do them all. And if Mr. Snyder shows up, fine. And if he doesn't, that's okay, too.
Okay. That's really nothing new.
Well, it's chapter two of a story that started last Friday when basically the Snyder camp unilaterally decided to stop the negotiations on the debates after the Bonero camp said, we accept your proposal, but we want to make two changes, and the Snyder people would not take the changes, and they stopped the talks. So this was Bonero's comeback to that, saying, okay, if we can't agree on that, let's see if we can agree on this, and that's what he suggested yesterday.
Is one camp trying to bully the other to get what they want?
Well, let's make it clear that the Snyder camp was willing to debate. There is no question about it. They had on the proposal three televised debates, and the Bonero people said, that's fine, but we want to make two changes. The two changes are, we don't want to give Mr. Snyder the right to pick the panelists for the debate. And the one that was scheduled for the Detroit Economic Club in Detroit, which was set for noon, they wanted to do at 7 p.m. And the Snyder people rejected that and said, quote, the negotiations have ended.
Will you be the mediator of any of those debates?
What do you think?
Well, what's going on here, Tim?
You didn't answer my question. What do you think?
Well, I would hope yes, but I would think that they're probably going to duck.
I will not be included in any of the debates, I can guarantee you that.
Okay, is any resolution going to be found here? Because it's obvious that people want to see both of them debate in a forum that they don't control. Is that going to happen?
That is the question. Does the public give a hoot? I would guess right now, as we sit here on this Monday morning, that more people in this state are concerned about how the Lions got robbed in a football game yesterday than they are with their fact that there may not be three televised debates in this state between the two candidates, both of whom are completely, not completely, but somewhat unknown with the electorate. And I think that is a sorry state of affairs. But I think it is. And this is a calculated move, I believe, to, as the Bonero people point out, and actually, let's go back to Pete Hoekstra, who lost, remember, in the primary. He said this candidate, Rick Snyder, has been kept in a cocoon and out of the meat grinder. This staying away from the debates, if indeed it turns out to be that, is a perfect example of that. What Mr. Snyder could have done on Friday is he could have taken the offer that the Bonero camp made and said, you know what, I don't accept that, but my final offer still stands. Please take this offer and we can debate. They didn't do that. Instead, they said the talks are done.
Well, it would appear that Snyder is trying to control as much of the debate process as possible because I've heard him say on this program before that he's not an orator. He's not the great debater. He's a businessman and going to be the next governor for the state. So I would guess that's why we're having these challenges here.
There is a political risk in doing debates. No question about it. Ask Dick DeVos. All right? The Snyder handlers are paid to protect their protege. There's nothing sinister about that, all right? That's what they get paid to do. But not to have these debates certainly makes it easier for him to control his campaign content. He will continue to do his town hall meetings where tough questions are really not asked, okay? And he will continue to do his TV ads, and they will be absolutely pleased as punch if they run the rest of the campaign like that. Now, probably what Mr. Bonero should have done was said on Sunday, you know what? We take Mr. Snyder's final offer, and we're dropping our provisions. Let's just go and do it. Then what would the Snyder campaign have done? Would they have said, well, you missed the deadline, we're not going to debate? I think people would have seen through that, but Bonero didn't do that. He came out with this other idea, which is not going to resonate with anybody, my guess is, Tony.
Tim, considering everything that has happened, and if you look at all the information out there, and you know how I feel about polls, and I know how you feel about polls, but all the information out there says that Virge Bonero doesn't stand a chance.
Well, that would be the read of the polls, okay? And remember, Snyder was negotiating on debates from a position of strength. he didn't really have to give much ground on these debates. Spinero's the one who needs the debates. But you know, look, the race is not over. The campaign commercials just started last week, and the anti-Snyder spots will narrow this race. There's no question about that. So I think if you're saying the race is over, let's go to the beach or let's go home and do something, I think that's premature. And I think that's also a disservice to the voters who need more information before they finally decide here.
Does the budget get done this week?
I don't know if they get it done this week, but they'll get it done before October 1st. Boy, don't call me on October 2nd if that's wrong, okay?
Happy Halloween.
Yeah.
And what are you working on for Channel 6 tonight?
We're going to do a story, an interesting budget story, school kids versus cops. The governor has said to lawmakers, I need to take money from the surplus in the school aid fund in order to avoid a cut to revenue sharing for the cities, which would affect the police and the firefighters. And she said it's an either-or. Now, the schools don't like it because they say, you've already cut us. Now you come back and you take our surplus. But the governor's going to win on this one because I think there are House Democrats who don't want to be campaigning in the middle of the fall and have somebody shot in a city because police officers were laid off because they cut revenue sharing. Do you get my drift?
You can find out more about this story on Scoop's blog, as that is the most recent post. Thanks a lot, Tim. We'll talk with you soon.
Have a good one, man.